Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, the start of the NFL week.
Damn,
what's up,
right.
Ike?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, we have made it. We've made it to Thursday, Ike, and it feels so good. It's weird, though, right? Like, it's that loss to the Giants really has taken the starch out of Eagles fans, right? Like, I saw, you know, I guess it was 2 days ago we did the poll if Eagles fans think that the team will still make the playoffs, and it's like 86% say no. Mm-hmm. I saw a similar poll, I believe, with the midday show here, then with similar results, like 8 or 9 out of 10 people are saying no, they don't think the Eagles are making the playoffs. So I have an open-ended question for the people out there, for the Eagles fans. Actually, and I'll start with you with this question, right? Like, what is the focus for the rest of the season, right? Like, 2 games under .500. I don't think playoffs are out of the question. I don't think that they're going to end up making the playoffs. But like the focus for me the rest of the season as an Eagle fan still is winning as many games as possible. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into those games and Jalen Hurts and all that other stuff. But I still had the singular focus of trying to win games and trying to get to the playoffs. And whatever happens with the quarterback and whatever happens with this and whatever happens with that, it's going to happen. But, like, I still have the focus of playoffs. I'm not worried.
What else would it be right now? What else would be the focus?
Seeing what Jalen Hurts is.
We've seen what Jalen Hurts is. What is this, 12 games? We have. Like, what is he going to do over the next month that he's all of a sudden about to turn into Dan Marino? He is who he is, right? So I don't need to see what Jalen Hurts is or who Jalen Hurts is. The team already told you they've seen enough of Jalen Hurts. They know what he is, and they dialed back throwing the football. The team told us that.
Right.
Team told us that. So we're not going to see. It's not as if they're all of a sudden going to turn into a passing team over the next 5 weeks so that Jalen Hurts can put on some sort of aerial display. They're going to run the football.
It's not likely.
That's not telling us that Jalen Hurts is the guy for the future, what have you. They figured the best formula for success is to be a run-first-based offense. That's what they've done, or at least be close to balanced as they can with a heavy portion of the run. That's a clear 180-degree turn from what we saw early in the season, and I'm okay with that. So my expectation is, at this point, go make the playoffs. Like, you got us to this point. We're here. Even though you're 2 games below .500, you're still in a position where you can make the playoffs. You have your full complement of players at your disposal. The schedule is favorable. Go make the playoffs. Like, go make the playoffs. If I'm gonna find anything out about Jalen Hurts, well, guess what? In clutch time, late in the year, can he make big plays? Can he make big throws? Can he make the right decision? Like, that doesn't mean he needs to come out and throw the ball 40 times, but when he's asked to throw the football, he needs to be accurate. He needs to make good decisions with the football. He needs to get this team into the playoffs along with Nick Sirianni.
Mm.
Like, that's where I'm looking at. And it doesn't mean that they don't make the playoffs fire Nick Sirianni or cut Jalen Hurts. No, it doesn't mean any of that. It means that they have brought us to a point in the season where now I can realistically expect them to make the playoffs. I'm not 10 games away. I'm not in week six saying,
right. You
know, we're in week 13 now with the Jets coming up. You better win Sunday. So I expect you to be 6-7. You get a bye week, so you get a chance to get even healthier. Three out of your last four games are at home. Yeah, go make the playoffs.
Sub-500 teams.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing.
Go make the playoffs. Go make the playoffs.
So your expectation is still – like the Giants' loss didn't take out of you.
Well, it was a gut punch. Now it hurt, but it didn't change where my mindset had gone once they beat the Saints.
Mm.
Right, it didn't change. I didn't expect them to go 6-0 down the stretch. So I was expecting a loss or two down the stretch. So the Giants' loss didn't do much to me other than I can't have the quarterback throwing three interceptions. Right, we can't go three quarters without scoring a point. Like, that bothered me more than anything. But you got Sunday to get back on track, get this win, got a bye week, get healthy. We got three or four left. They're at home. The crowd is going to be pumped. Give us a reason to come out and sit in that cold weather in December, because that's what we get. Three out of the four games, you got two of them in January.
They
got
to count.
Yeah, so make them count, right? Make them count. The fans will bring their energy. You got to do your part. And quite frankly, I mean, these games are going to call for Jalen to make some plays with his arm at times. Just start. You're not going to be able to just turn around and hand the ball off for the next 5 weeks and think you're going to just go to the playoffs. No, he's going to have to be able to make good decisions with the football, and I expect him to make good decisions with the football. I do. I expect him to make good decisions with the football. I don't know what the hell happened Sunday.
So your expectation
like
is
– out-of-body experience Sunday.
Yeah, just like the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts bounces back. He doesn't regress, right? Like, you don't think that –
because nah.
That's my worry, Ike, is that this team is – you know, like, I still think that – they're an 8-win team. I don't think they're going to lose out here. They're not playing teams that are good enough for them to lose out. I mean, they had the worst game of the – Jalen Hurts had his worst game of his career. They still almost beat the Giants on Sunday. But I guess that my worry, my biggest concern is that the blueprint was put out there by the Giants, and not even really that the blueprint was put out there. There's just more game film out there where defenses and defensive coordinators are looking at what the Eagles do and say, like, oh, yeah, well, that's not going to be a problem. We're going to be able to stop them. And how did the Eagles counter that? My expectation is not the playoffs here, although I care about the Eagles making the playoffs, and I want them to make the playoffs. Jack, my expectation's not the playoffs. You?
Listen, are you being a coward just like last week? No, I'm just kidding. But, like, listen – I said they're going to go 4-2, 5-2 down the stretch. They lost one game. It was a minor blip in the radar of the Giants game. It was not emblematic of where this team's going. They played one bad game, and everything that went wrong, and they still should have won. Like, they still should have won that game. We were talking about the division. So, like, they lost one game. Everyone calm down. We know Rager's not that good. We know that. But, but like, the expectations should still be the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, they're a half game out,
yeah. And
all these teams ahead of them aren't that good. I don't buy the Washington. They're fine, but like,
yeah, I mean, they're right there with the Eagles, right? Like,
yeah.
Like they aren't. I mean, the Eagles aren't inferior to Washington or any of these teams. So, go win the games. I'm not going to give you a free pass to say the remainder of the season doesn't matter. Are you freaking kidding me? Yeah, go make the playoffs. It matters. It doesn't matter for job security. We're not firing the coach if they don't make the playoffs. I don't think Jalen Hurts' future is resting on whether or not they make the playoffs. I think the Eagles have pretty much decided what they're going to do with Jalen Hurts whenever the opportunity presents itself. So that's already been determined. Binoculars, two gloves, Pickleman, whatever his name is out there, in Pittsburgh, all that stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. That leads me to believe that the Eagles, if they get the opportunity to improve the quarterback position, they are. So Jalen Hurts, if anything, can make it a little more difficult for him.
Pickleman, that's his name for now.
What is his last name?
Pickett.
Man, God.
No,
Pickleman's perfect. Two-glove Pickleman.
Two-glove Pickleman.
So is it safe to say at this point that it would be a disappointment to you if the Eagles didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, it'd be disappointing. Yeah, and I didn't think I'd be in this position, or we would be in this position at the beginning of the season. You know, I had them predicted to win 7 games. But again, I don't want to be right about them winning 7
sure.
games. I don't care about predicting them win 7 games. You know, they at worst should win 8 games. At worst. And we'll see what that last game of the season is all about as far as the Dallas Cowboys are concerned. But you're going to beat the Jets this weekend. If you split with Washington, fine. You need to beat New York, okay? And then take care of Dallas. Now, if you feel like, listen, you want to sweep Washington, I don't mind that either. I'm just asking for a split at this point. I'm just asking for a split with Washington. And then take care of the Giants. You've already lost to them. You beat the Giants at home. And then you got to beat the Cowboys at home.
Yeah. I mean, you're framing it. You're framing it the right way. I mean,
I think you get in that way.
That Cowboys game is so big because if it doesn't mean if it means nothing to them and they're not playing their starters, that's certainly one thing. Even if they are playing their starters, but it doesn't urgency to win the game.
But here's the other thing, John. This is the same Cowboy team that went to Minnesota and beat Minnesota with Cooper Rush.
It's true.
So.
It's not a gimme.
Right. It's not like they're going to lay down and just give us the W. Some of their Tony Pollard, he has to play. Some of their guys have to play.
And the Eagles guys got to play too.
Yeah, all the Eagles guys have to play. I'm just saying, but we think that game won't matter to the Cowboys and they're going to send out a preseason squad. This is the regular season.
Right.
So guys like Michael Gallup and Cedric Wilson and Tony Pollard are going to play.
Yeah, it's not as easy as we're trying to.
It's not the fourth preseason game of the season.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're going to bounce around today with a lot to talk about, but we'll start with the Eagles. 215-592.
Come on, OG Wade. I can't take it. You can't tell me you get him up here.
Get him right away.
I got to talk to him.
Would you be disappointed if the Eagles didn't make the playoffs this year at this point? OG Wade, would you be disappointed?
How y'all doing today, man? First of all, you understand?
Come on, listen, OG. Come on, man.
I'm on the, Humpty Dumpty was on that wall. I'm on the wall because I'm going to be honest with you. In all honesty, I think the Washington Redskins have a better team collectively.
Overall, yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
And then watching them play, they hard to beat, bro. That McKissick, we will have problems with him. I'm telling you.
Well, that's why I said I want a split. We got to at least get a split with them, right? OG, hold on, OG.
Wow.
Exactly. What's going on, OG?
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking about the way they play defense.
Mm-hmm.
The way they play, and with their offensive weapons, I don't think that we will be able to stop them from scoring. I think that we will be able to score with them, and it'll be tight game.
Right.
But in the end, they better coached. They better coaches. They better all their positional players is better.
OG,
better
but hold on, OG. We got hold up, OG. I think you are you taking a stand in 8 count right now? What's going on? I thought you were still strong in full faith. We got Jalen versus Taylor Heineke.
One thing y'all got to know about me, I have always been a realist. Now,
you were saying 11 wins last week.
What?
I got the right to change it, damn it.
You do. You do, because we do all the time.
Listen.
Oh, boy.
And I went and looked at the all 22, right? The Giants game.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, and I'm telling you right now, if anybody challenges it, just go and check it out. Jalen Hurts' numbers should have been 211 yards passing, 70 rushing, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. 21-13. That wins us the game. Just go back and look at the tape and we'll go and you can go from there. I'm not here to educate you. I'm just here to congratulate you. You understand?
But hold on, wait, Wade. And I'm with Ike. I call BS. How could you not be disappointed?
Yeah.
You're the one guy that stood by him. You and Gillio.
If I had any, listen, if I know there'll be some people that's done switched over and say they won't be disappointed, but if one guy's going to be disappointed this team doesn't make the playoffs, it's going to be OG Wade. And you're the first caller up here to say you won't be disappointed.
The only way I would have been disappointed if I felt we were better. I don't think we're better.
Well, OG, after the Saints game, you said we were going to run the table.
Yeah, because I thought Washington wasn't as good as I've seen them to be. I got a cane corso. You can put that little chihuahua away.
All right, man. We'll welcome you back on Monday.
Hey, OG, when they win by 21 Sunday, don't you call Monday with your chest out again.
Oh, I know they're going to win by that. But I need you to win by 21 against Washington, damn it.
All right.
Well, that's going to be pretty hard to do.
That's my problem. Washington is my problem. They're in my way.
All right, OG.
All right, Wade. Appreciate it.
It's unbelievable.
The day after I made him number one because of his conviction.
Exactly.
He comes out with that performance.
Come on, man.
They're running the table.
Yeah, just after the Saints game, we're running the table.
That's a Chuck call.
Too much to Justin. No, but it's a bit. So here's the deal.
Who did he see Washington beat? What did he see?
He Russell
saw Washington
Wilson,
win
yeah.
by two points, and he got scared.
And they could have very easily lost that game. But like I agree with Wade that Washington's not a gimme. I would agree with you, Ike, that I'll take a split right now.
Yeah,
They're going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah.
They are. The Eagles traditionally don't have a lot of success in Washington. Mm-hmm. They're a good team. Heinicke does just enough. He's scrappy. They're a scrappy team.
Yeah.
They got a couple of backs. They got a couple of wide receivers. Right? Like, I worry about some injuries on the Eagles' offensive line, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, but, like, that's one of the reasons why. And, like, listen, I would expect that every Eagle fan should be disappointed. If you're right now where they are with the schedule that they have the rest of the season.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
I think almost any fan should be at least somewhat disappointed that they can't go 4-2 down the stretch here, right? But, like, maybe the reset, like, because my expectations are reset, kind of like Wade.
What are we doing, resetting our expectations every week?
Well,
no, it seems like every day.
Like a franchise quarterback last week, this week, clearly not the guy.
But the expectations have been reset I saw the Giants come out missing a bunch of defensive starters. And, I mean, that was the turnovers
now
were the
saw
biggest
those three
thing
interceptions,
in there.
Yeah.
I saw the three interceptions.
Yeah.
I saw the way that you called it out right away. You said that the Giants were saying, like, all right, well, Devontae Smith we're going to handle. Dallas Goedert we're going to handle.
Yep.
You're going to have to beat us other ways. And, like, the Eagles just aren't developed enough offensively to do that. You're not going to be able to run for it. Like, for all the people that want to call in
for 200.
But for all the people that want to call in and blame Sirianni and say, no, run it. You didn't run it more. That's why you lost. Come on, be realistic.
Yeah, well, you want them to run it 50 times?
Oh, my God. Yes,
but
they do.
But to be fair, he did just do that, and they beat the Saints. They scored 40 points. Like, listen, you guys
no,
can bring
Jack,
up
this. Jack, no, Jack,
but
Jack,
here,
Jack,
but here,
Jack,
no,
Jack.
You're right, but here's the difference. Here's the difference.
It's really 33.
No, you're right, but here's the difference, though. They played with the lead in that Saints game the majority of the game.
But when they were down, it was only 3-0 when he stopped running in the second quarter.
Right.
Like,
oh, my God.
But see, here's the problem with that with this argument. It's because you guys want him to run every play. He can't run the ball every play.
Even Baldy yesterday came on and was like, oh, hey, you got too pass happy.
Yeah.
Hey, he threw the ball like six times.
Yeah, I'm like, my goodness.
Like, really? This is like, see, here's what you're doing with anybody that calls in and says that, no, they need to run more, they need to run more. What you're more or less saying is the quarterback's not good enough.
Yeah, and here's the thing that I'll say. If they score that touchdown and get a field goal before that first interception, or was that the second interception? Was the one before halftime the second one or the
second.
First? Second. Right, that was the second one. That's what I thought. So the first one, if you don't have that first interception and maybe you go down to score points and you're up 7-3, then who's to say they don't try to protect the lead? We saw them do that against Denver.
Yes.
We saw them do that against Denver. So, when they get the lead, they're okay with just running the football and throwing it here or there. But when you don't score for three quarters, they're not going to just keep running the football.
You can't.
By the way, they had almost 200 yards after three quarters.
Yep.
With no points.
But they didn't score a point until the fourth quarter.
Until the fourth quarter.
Yep. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494.
We really have turned back the clock 50 years.
What is going on? What exactly is going on in the city? I know that we've been yelling about running the football for years. I guess we're true to our word.
Yes, I guess.
See, it's just something that I said. I didn't really want them to run the football all the time, Mike.
Oh, that's what you get, pal.
I know, but I wanted, like, I'm fine 60-40.
Right, right. Yeah, we didn't want you to go 65-35 run pass.
The three runs was the breaking point. The three runs was like, all right, this is ridiculous. Now they're up to 50.
At this point, would you be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs? 76% are saying no on our Twitter poll.
Wow.
But explain that.
I don't understand that.
And no, seriously, explain that. You gotta explain that. And maybe because the expectation has been reset, or you're still mad at the team for losing on Sunday, right? Yeah. It's Thursday. This has been a tough loss to swallow this week.
Listen, I'd be disappointed. I'm not saying anybody needs to be fired if they don't make the playoffs, or this means Jalen isn't the guy. I think the Eagles have already come to that decision. It's what they think about Jalen. But if you are in the Hurts camp and you think he is the guy, then you should want him to make the playoffs, because that will work in his favor.
Yes, and the big time Hurts guys like Rasheem in North Philly would not be disappointed either. So you see what they're doing?
I don't get
that. The hardcore Hurts guys wouldn't be disappointed, because that would mean if they were disappointed, they'd have to be disappointed in the quarterback, because the quarterback obviously wouldn't be playing well if they weren't able to win four games coming up.
Yeah.
This is more about being an Eagle fan than Jalen Hurts.
I don't see it that way. Like, now, obviously, you got to play the games. If he plays terrible, then, yeah, he'll get the majority of the blame if they don't make the playoffs. But I don't necessarily see it that way. I'm saying I'd be disappointed from the defensive side standpoint, unless they go out there and hold everybody to 13 and we lose every game 13-7 or 13-10. But if Taylor Heinicke is going up and down the field, or if Zach Wilson has a field day Sunday, I'm mad at the defense. I'm not thinking about Jalen Hurts on the offensive side of the ball. Well, if Nick Sirianni decides he wants to throw the ball 70% of the time, then I'm going to be mad at Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
And his offensive game plan. If Jalen turns,
just like we were earlier in the season.
If Jalen turns the ball over three times, then I'm going to be mad at Jalen. If Miles fumbles the ball, guess what? I'm going to be mad at Miles. This isn't all about Jalen Hurts. This is saying you guys have fought to get yourself in this position, and we knew once you got to the end of the season, the schedule would be in your favor. You just wanted to get there with a chance to make the
playoffs.
That's
all that I asked for at the beginning of the season.
That's
these games
exactly
to
what
matter.
You said. Yep. And this is where we are.
And the games matter.
So, go win. Go win the games. I can't believe people wouldn't be disappointed. Wait till I do those shows. Yeah, I'm gonna be disappointed. Yeah.
I got
bonus checks on the line and everything. Damn right, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, right. They lose to the Cowboys on the final week of the season. You're not disappointed to get in the playoffs.
Now I'll say this. If it comes down to that game, and depending on how that game is played, that will determine my level of disappointment.
Sure.
Right, you come up short, you say, man, I wish we hadn't.
You lose the Cooper Rush?
Right, exactly.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Carson won that game 2 years ago.
Thanks, Jack.
215-592-9494. People would not be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs at this point.
You. Yes.
Please don't put words in my mouth, or we're going to have a problem.
Your calls coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Have you dreamed of Eagles season tickets? Well, now is your chance. It's WIP's Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Just visit participating bars this season to find out how to register, including the New Deck Tavern in University City. Love this place. Check out the game Sunday and all Eagles games at the New Deck Tavern with $3 Miller Lite drafts, $9 pitchers, and register for WIP's 2022 season ticket giveaway. It's presented by Miller Lite at New Deck Tavern in University City. Go to 94WIP.com/contest. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marks and Reese, we're back. What? Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged this holiday season, visit my friends at Marks Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online, marks-jewelers.com. 75% would not be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs right now. We got to find out why. You just say bull and people are mad at the Eagles, Jack, and that's why they're doing it. They're mad, so they're saying, like, nah, whatever, I don't care. Or like, but even with me, right, like, I'd be disappointed because the playoffs are within reach and they don't have a difficult schedule. My expectations also have been reset, though, to where, like, I don't see any of these games, including Sunday, as a gimme. I don't think this is a blowout on Sunday to the Jets. I mean, the Jets have beaten better teams than the Eagles have beaten this year. So my expectations are...
Oh, wow, the Eagles haven't blown out anybody all year. How are you going to blow out somebody running the ball 50 times? There's not enough possessions in the game for you to get a blowout.
That's a good point.
Yeah. What you are forgetting, John, is that the Eagles have never lost to the Jets.
Yes, I've heard that before. They have not lost to the Jets in a regular season game.
Yeah.
Again.
I only don't mind hearing that in years that we don't play the Jets. Yeah, the years that we play the Jets, yeah, it's always sooner or later they will lose to the Jets.
Sooner or later they'll draft a linebacker in the first round.
That's the two funnest Eagles stats. Yeah. Jerry Robinson in 1979, and they've never lost to the Jets. Let's go to the phone. Rasheem in North Philly is a huge Jalen Hurts fan, but he says he would not be disappointed. Rasheem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Rasheem?
What's up, Ron?
What's up? Yesterday I didn't call in, but, you know, I heard the Gardner Minshew talk, like, and then I was a little bit lost on exactly, you know, how last week everybody was just, you know, how on high acidity and on their high horse about Jalen Hurts. And then, you know, 6 days later, everybody wanted to see Gardner Minshew because his ankle is messed up. To me, I think Jalen Hurts needs all the reps he can get, whether if he's 85%. We all say that, you know, we want him to be a better pocket passer. Well, if his ankle is, what, 85%, I think this is the best time that we could see him being in the pocket because the athleticism is not there. And that's what I want to see. You know, just like you said, a lot of what we've been seeing, the Eagles have been a run-dependent team. Now, we're still going to be a run-dependent team. We're just going to be out probably without the RPOs and then the option.
We're
going to be able to run the ball.
Right.
So play action this game, and him being able to pass the ball, you know, it's something I want to see. And last when people picked the Giants to win, there wasn't a viable reason that the Giants were going to beat us besides you just wanted the Eagles to lose.
Rasheem, you called in last week. I didn't bring it up since you're picking a fight because I picked the Giants to win. You called up and said that the league can't stop the Eagles. They were unstoppable running the football. You said that. And I told you how silly it was last week because it is. Go ahead.
Over 200 yards.
And what did it get you? You didn't score.
Unstoppable.
Huh?
The Eagles still ran for over 200 yards.
And they didn't score, Rasheem. 0 points.
It was because of turnovers, not because of what the Giants did to them. It was because of turnovers. They turned the ball over. But that's not my argument. Is that last week when people were saying the Giants were going to win, it wasn't a real reason besides you picking the Giants because you knew or because you wanted the Eagles to lose.
Because I thought they were going to come out flat, and they did. And I thought the Eagles aren't as good as they've been playing. And they're not. That's why I picked them. That's why I picked the Giants to win. And I was right. Like, how about this, Rasheem? I was right in my pick last week, and you were wrong. How about that?
I wasn't wrong. The Eagles were dominant on the offensive line.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
for a guy that claims to know football, you don't know crap. You sound silly right now, Rasheem. You do. Because you always call up and say, well, I don't respect people that didn't play the game. They're football points. I respect your points. You sound silly. You sound ridiculous. You sound ridiculous. The Eagles aren't good enough just to walk into any Sunday and win a game. They're not. They came out flat last week. They thought they were going to cruise in and win the game, and they turned the ball over and they lost. That's the formula for losing a game, and they did it. And they did it. The Eagles aren't a good team, man. I don't know what you're watching, Rasheem. I don't know what you're watching. Wow. Jalen Hurts isn't a good enough quarterback. The Eagles aren't a good enough team. They're not. They dominated and they scored no points until the fourth quarter by running the football. Rasheem called in on Friday. He called in on Friday and said that the league can't stop the Eagles running the football. The Eagles are a dominant team in the NFL because of the way they run the football.
Yeah.
Silly. They ran for 200 yards. Oh, well, it's because of the turnovers. Okay, then have your quarterback learn how to throw the freaking ball then. How about that? How about that, Ike?
Sounds like a good idea.
Let's go to Dominic. Dominic's in Cherry Hill. Dominic, how are you?
Yo, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Dom?
What's up, Dom?
I know John's going off a little bit here. I hear you.
I didn't. When he called in, I didn't say, oh, well, this is what you said last week, Rasheem. You didn't say this. I didn't say anything. And then he's got to attack me saying that I picked the Giants because I want the Eagles to lose. No, maybe I've actually watched football, and I know it's a week-to-week league, and that is a stone loss for the Eagles. And this week it's not a stone loss, but last week was.
He's still hot, Dom. He's still hot.
Yeah, I just love it. I had to just keep throwing some gas.
Go ahead.
I definitely think that I would be so disappointed. I mean, and the fact that fans are saying that they, you know, what is that, 75% say that they would be disappointed.
Yes.
I mean, they're lying to themselves, man. I mean, come on. We competed against the Chargers. I agree with you, though, John. I mean, I don't think we're a great team. I do believe, actually, that we're a good team. I do. And I think that when Hurts had a bad game last week, he just did. He took a step back with, like, the turnovers. He was doing great in that department.
Yep.
And he had a bad game, man. And I really think that the coaching had a bad game. And running the ball more isn't the answer. You guys are right. But running the ball situationally better.
Yes.
Make better decisions when to run the football. I mean,
like the third and two, fourth and two, you should have been running the ball on third and two and fourth and two.
Exactly. With how effective we were running the ball, not the amount of yards, not the amount of times. I do think that we ran it too much, but situationally, we didn't run it enough. We didn't run it in the important situations. And the turnovers were the reason we lost the football game. We deserved to lose that game. But now moving forward, I mean, you can't say that the teams that are on the bubble there, Washington, they play the Raiders, the Cowboys, and us twice.
Right.
You know, that's a tough remaining schedule, man.
Yeah.
We got the Jets. I think we're going to respond well. If we don't, then we don't deserve to make the playoffs. And then I wouldn't be disappointed, to be quite honest with you. If we lose to the Jets, I would not be disappointed that we missed the playoffs because we deserve to miss the playoffs. If we put it to the Jets, then I would be disappointed if we missed the playoffs because we deserve to get there. And as weird as that sounds, I feel like I speak for a lot of the fans.
I kind of know what you're saying. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, yeah, he's basically, after they, if they were to lose to the Jets, obviously everybody would be ticked off and expectations would change. So now you got a month of football left to go. So if we were to ask this question next week after they lose to the Jets, no one would care. Now you don't expect them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's a screw this team. They're not good enough. I don't care if they make it or not. Draft picks.
Yes.
Jack Fritz would be on the draft pick,
in all honesty, is still a legitimate question because making the playoffs could have you pushed all the way back to 20-something with your pick.
As opposed to 10?
Yeah, exactly. So,
what's better for the long-term viability of the franchise?
Well, if you don't think you got a real realistic chance to win a playoff game, then weighing whether or not it's worth it to make the playoffs versus getting a top 10 pick that could be good for the future. Like I go back to 2019 when I wanted the Eagles to make the playoffs because it was Wentz's first opportunity. Well, second opportunity, but he was leading the team down the stretch. I thought it was more important for him to get in the playoffs and play, but we lost out on CeeDee Lamb.
Wentz got hurt early in the game.
And here's the other thing. It's similar in the sense that the team wasn't that good anyway. So that team wasn't – while they would have had a chance to win that home game, there's no guarantee they would have won that home game. And that team wasn't – we were playing with plumbers and custodians as wide receivers. They weren't going anywhere. The team wasn't going anywhere. It was a miracle they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I felt that was important to do. But the argument against that was Dallas got CeeDee Lamb.
Well, and if at least then you thought you had your quarterback that needed to start that process.
And that's why I thought it was important.
And do we believe that this quarterback is the guy that is going to be the guy that's here long term? Probably not. Wade in Chester, it's not that Wade in Chester. Jack, are you saying he's the real Wade in Chester?
After Wade's first call, now the real Wade in Chester.
The real Wade in Chester joins us. What's up, Wade?
What's up, man? Listen, man, yo.
What's up, Wade?
Y'all talk about that the playoffs, right? Listen, if we ain't go to the playoffs, Wentz wouldn't have got hurt. They probably wouldn't have drafted him.
Yeah, damn, exactly.
And Wentz probably still here. But listen, right?
That's a good point.
Yo, Mark, you almost got me in trouble yesterday with Fritz, man. It took me about 4 years to get up off that bump list, man. I ain't on the VIP list, but you know what I'm saying? I'm up here, you feel me?
Ooh, boy.
I was mad yesterday, you feel me? Listen, jealousy is a female trait, so what I'm saying, that ain't in my agenda. But what I'm saying is, man, yesterday, Angry Al, he said he the Hall of Famer. He is the fraud of Famer because he's really an Eagles fan. Like his,
yes,
like you said, Mark, you said his, like, you like, I'm not calling up the Cowboy Station trying to get them ideas so they can be better. Like his takes and stuff be good on the Eagles. Like he really cares.
He wants to be an Eagle fan. You're right.
Yes.
He's an undercover Eagle fan. Yep.
Yeah, he's an Eagles fan. And dang, man, OG Wade, you know what I'm saying? Dang, cuz. Dang, OG. Like, all right, look, man, you the OG, right? I respect my elder. You said you've been calling up here for 30 years, so you've been calling up here longer, older than I am. So you the OG. You the Wade. But, dang, Wade, you showed us how, like, you stepped down like that, man. You said 14-3 for the beginning. Tom said, what, 4-13. So I guess that's where y'all beef started on the calls.
Right.
Like, 8-9, 9-8, where we was at, John, and we was all in that little bird. I'm going to be disappointed if we don't make the playoffs, yo. Like, we can make the playoffs. And, oh, man, we can make the playoffs. I'm sorry, Carl. Make the playoffs and everything's going to be good. But, listen, I don't – like, everything with Hurts, we not going to – like, the Eagles might even go out and get rid of Hurts. Even if Hurts do all right, they not always with Hurts, man. So you got to go by what the Eagles doing, man. They going to make some changes, and it's going to be a lot of changes. And then –
yep.
Yeah.
All right, Wade. Okay, all right, Wade. Man.
Was Wade in the middle of something?
A lot of our callers are in the middle of
something. Yeah, and then,
doing something.
I don't know if he was driving and someone pulled out in front of him. Yeah, Herb just has a bus full of people in the background.
Sounds safe.
Frank in Delaware takes offense to something you just said, Ike. What's up, Frank?
Ike, I'm a plumber, and I'm a better wide receiver than what we have now.
Frank, I knew when that came out that was going to get me in trouble the moment that I said it. So,
plumber and custodian?
Plumber, and you're yes. calling us out.
I'm sorry about that. I did not mean to do that in an offensive manner. I was more or less just trying to pump up Carson. That's all. I'm sorry.
I'm only kidding you.
I appreciate it.
I don't know if I want him to make the playoffs or not. I think Jalen Hurts is exactly what Howie drafted him as a backup. I don't see him as a good enough starter. I like him. Mm-hmm. He gives a lot to the offense, but I just don't think every week. I think as a backup, yes, he would be a viable person as a backup, but not as a starter. And at the end of the day, yeah, I do want to see him make playoffs. I just don't know if they're good enough.
Oh, that's fair.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You want them to make the playoffs, but you're not sure if they're good enough to make the playoffs.
That's how I feel.
I would say in any other year, maybe they wouldn't be good enough. But the NFL, we can disagree or agree, like it or dislike it, but they added that seventh team knowing that it wouldn't be a great team. It would be a middle-of-the-pack team. That's why they added the seventh wild card spot. I mean, the seventh playoff spot. They know there's not going to be seven teams to win double-digit games. That's not how the league is built. This isn't the NBA. So most of these teams are going to be within that 11-8 win range, somewhere around there, right? And so that seventh seed could have 8 wins, could have 9 wins. I'd be surprised if it's ever a year where you have 7 teams with double-digit wins.
That'd be tough.
It's rare.
It would be an anomaly if it happened.
Right.
But it was smart by the league, and I always believe this. The more playoff teams, the better, because you have more teams and more cities that – I mean, look – right now, look at how many teams actually have a shot to be. But like the AFC is a little bit different this year than the NFC.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of those teams in the NFC.
You're still in it.
You may get 2 teams that have 8 or 9 wins in the playoffs from the NFC this year.
Yeah.
As Eagles are one
that.
Of them.
Yeah, I could see that.
The Eagles are one of them. And I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, the league wants more teams, more cities to still be in it as opposed to by the time you hit December and 16 of the teams are already out of it, basically.
Right.
Like, they don't want that because they don't want meaningless TV games. They want the TV games to matter.
Yep.
And if everybody is somewhat in it, then they know that the ratings are going to be up. The games matter.
It matters, right.
Yeah, of course it does.
It matters for us.
Yeah, this isn't college football where you lose 2 or 3 games and people don't care about your team. It's the NFL. A 9-7 team has won 2 Super Bowls. Like, you can be 9-7 and go win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
We've seen it.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, wild card teams win the Super Bowl. It happens a lot.
The NFL is different than the NBA.
Any given Sunday, brother.
Yep. Yoshi in Brewerytown. What's up, Yosh?
Yosh.
Well, I just knew my name was about to be said. I felt it. I'm in the middle of something. I'm in the middle of backing my parking spot at work since y'all talking about it. How you doing, John?
What's up, Yosh?
What's up, Yosh?
Man, hey, Ike.
Yo.
What a daughter day, baby. Heck yeah. I'd be upset, too, if we didn't make the playoffs. Because Washington got a schedule Wednesday, they can become losers and allow us to get up in there. And if we at least split with them, the 2 teams that's in front of us, the Saints and the Falcons, if we kept pace for the rest of the season out, we'll beat them because of the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Minnesota, what's the name, got a harder schedule than we do.
Yep.
They got to see Green Bay, and they got to see L.A. So, yes, because it's right there. Why wouldn't you be disappointed? The reason these people making excuses and saying they won't be disappointed is because they so diehard Jalen that they ready to make an excuse on why we didn't make it. Get out your own way. I believe that Jalen can go ahead. If Jalen, I'm going to tell you right now, Jalen has been, throughout the season. And the reason people are so crazy about what happened last week, you know, seeing Garner Minshew and everything. It's because being as though he's been hung, and then it finally came out and spilled over. They're like, oh, man, what's that? I want to see something else. I don't think that boy going to play like that from here on out. I really don't. I think he's going to be a little bit more what he was the last 4 weeks. If we can get that with the running game, and maybe if he excel a little bit more in the passing game, we're going to be all right. I'm going to be disappointed. I want to cheer for this team for as long as I can. When we get in there, who knows? I ain't expecting nothing too big now when we get in there, but you already know. It changes when you get in the playoffs.
That's right.
Who knows? They can hit the super button, the nitro, and turn it on and at least win one more. So yeah, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Cool.
Love you, Yosh.
All right, Yosh.
Yeah,
all right, there you go. Did not make Jack's top five list, but
that's surprising.
That was a bad omission. Bad omission.
So Arthur got tossed from the.
Ah, did we toss Arthur?
Well. I just
he likes Arthur.
Do like Arthur?
Yeah, he likes Arthur.
Arthur's funny. Yeah. He's good comic relief.
Throwback to childhood.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's childhood.
So Aunt Philly wants to agree with Rasheem. What's up, Aunt? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
What's up,
Aunt? On your rant, like he don't know football and all that. I don't know if he knows football or not. But my one thing is, did you another kill for a Boston Scott touchdown getting taken off the board? And that was a touchdown because our starting center was out the game.
You know what I accounted for? I accounted for the team. Like, hang on a second. I accounted for the team going up there being flat and thinking they could go in there and win. That's what I accounted for.
The quarterback was flat. The defense wasn't flat. They came out and stopped them.
The Giants stink.
The running backs weren't flat. What are you talking about? The team wasn't flat. The quarterback came out flat.
All right. Like, listen, here's the only thing that Rasheem should have said. Rasheem should have called up and should have said, hey, man, listen, you were right about the Giants game. But instead, he had to somehow try to shove it up my nose by saying I wanted the Eagles to lose. I was correct. I was correct in everything that I said. Right? Like, they went up on Sunday, and they thought that they were going to be able to walk and win that game is what they thought, and they were wrong. They're wrong.
Give up 100 points. The defense didn't come out flat. They didn't just get bombed. So that's right. Wrong. Your point was wrong. You were right that they won, that they were going to win. You were right about that.
How'd the offense look?
Come out, not ready to play. The team came out ready to play.
How'd the offense look?
Besides Jalen, the offense actually looked good on a running tip. We had 20 yards, and the touchdown got called back.
It's the whole running thing.
That would have been 14-7. We lost 13-7.
Okay, everything is woulda, shoulda, coulda. OG Wade said, has Jalen Hurts throwing for 250 yards, and they scored 21 points, but that didn't happen.
The Giants didn't beat us. That's what his point was.
He's saying the Giants didn't beat them. The Eagles beat themselves, basically.
Right. How about this? Sometimes when you're a mediocre team, you do beat yourselves, right? On the road. Right, like, but hang on a second. What was the Giants' game plan on offense? They weren't going to beat themselves. They weren't going to commit turnovers. They were very conservative, right? Like, that was their game plan on offense. That worked because they didn't turn the ball over. Right? So the Giants know they're not good. They're at home. They're not turning the ball over.
In a nutshell, they're saying you were right in the end, but your reasons going into the game for why they were going to lose didn't add up to why they lost. So basically they're nitpicking at.
Yeah, they're saying you got lucky in that they lost, but yeah, I don't really give you credit. Yes. Even though I was 4-0 in my picks last week. Shove that up your nostril, Rasheem and Ant.
Who's my man? Me!
How many games over 500 are my picks, Jack?
Bring that record out.
When I'm like now six. Against the spread, by the way.
Yeah, I think you might be 30-14.
16 games over 500.
Off the top of my head.
Against the spread picks.
I'm taking your picks this week.
Rasheem's not allowed to take my picks, though. Do not use my picks, Rasheem.
Why did I use those picks last week? I should have used your picks last week.
You should have.
Man.
Well, I just did Thanksgiving Day picks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then guess what? I had the Eagles game correct.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. You're right. And to be frank, those Thanksgiving Day games weren't that hard.
They were easy. That's why. Yeah, they were easy. I couldn't believe how easy they were.
It's easy when you got 1-800-JOHN over here.
No, but Mike, you're right. I couldn't believe how easy
they were easy to pick, though. Yeah,
they were easy.
Yes.
Yeah, I felt good about the Raiders. That
like
was a pretty
Chicago,
easy pick.
You took the Saints plus the points.
I took the Saints.
Because it was too many points. They were the Cowboys. What was it, six?
I took the Bills. I took the Raiders.
Yeah.
and I took Detroit.
But you took Detroit plus the points.
Plus the points, yeah. Which
so
is a close
wasn't necessarily
one.
Easy. Yeah.
That was a close one, yeah. But that was
but they were a touchdown underdog, right?
Three.
Because I won that one too. I mean, literally.
They were 3 point. Real, yeah. They were 3 point underdogs.
Yeah. It was only three?
Yeah. Yeah, because they lost by two, so I just deked it in there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won that day too.
Yeah.
Just not with our picks.
See, here's the problem. Rasheem played high school football, and he says he played college football or whatever.
Right.
So the X's and O's, because I didn't play football.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course he knows more X's and O's than me. Mm-hmm. But what does that matter? It doesn't matter squat that you played high school football, dude. Nobody cares that you played at Upper Moreland High School except me, because I went there. All right.
And Joe Biden.
Oh, man, this is
Joe Biden. And my dad.
This Upper Moreland crime.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, no, because he, like, dude, he does it all the time when he calls in, where he's like, oh, I don't have respect for people that didn't play the game. Right? Like, he says it all the time, and I'm just like, all right, whatever, dude. Like,
oh, you think that's a shot at you?
He says it all the time. Yeah, he says it all the time when he comes on. It's just like, what? No, I think it's a shot at anybody that actually didn't play the game, like me.
Right. What if he played 2 years of college baseball? Does that count?
No.
2 years?
Varsity!
I played 2 years! Varsity!
Jill Capadia of the Eagles. Or Talking Eagles. Next. Does he think they're going to make the playoffs at this point? And what did the tape show in the Giants games? Do you think it's going to be a tough game this Sunday against the Jets? All of that with Gio Capati of The Athletic. That's coming up next. Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP.
Hey, the NFL regular season is heading into the final month of the year, and they're giving us a big Week 13 matchup between the Cowboys and the Saints. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger, because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can win $100. No, you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Now, FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Now, this game tonight, this game's in Dallas. I don't know who the hell the Saints have planned for them tonight, but I do know Dallas has pretty much everybody coming back. Take Dallas minus the points in this game tonight. Saints are playing a backup quarterback. The starting running back is out of the game. Yeah, this looks like an easy one for Dallas at home tonight. Now, plus, when you win, you'll get paid. I say that already in as little as 2 hours. I don't know if I said that or not, but FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. And if you're already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, then FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 also. Now, see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike before the before tonight's matchup.
Ooh, boy.
You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!